Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. We're celebrating the 8th anniversary of the membership of Doug Barry in our Brain Trust. 8 years ago this week, Doug joined us for the first time, and he's been regaling us his vast storehouse of knowledge and expertise and resources that he brings to our relationship on how to grow your business outside of the four walls of the continental United States. He is the, as I've said before, he's the marketing and communications director at the U.S. Commercial Services Division of the Department of Commerce. Doug Barry, happy anniversary, baby.
Well, thanks, Jim. Same to you. I hope I don't sound like a record. But, of course, there aren't any more records anymore, so it would have to be a broken something else.
A broken DVD or something, CD.
Exactly.
No, you never do. You always have good stuff for us. Doug, we were talking about... by the way, export.gov, right?
That's the website.
Go there and check it out. At export.gov, can they find the list of the offices, the commercial services offices around the country?
Yeah, and there are 108 of them.
Wow, 108, folks. That means there's one not very far from you, driving distance for sure, unless you're in Barrow, Alaska. You might have to take a plane or something else, but these offices are very educational. Almost everything that they do for you is free, and whatever they charge you for is just nominal to cover expenses, right?
That's correct, and they're nice people.
And they'll also prospect.
Easy to talk to.
They'll also prospect for you in these countries too, won't they?
Yes, they will. And one of the things that we were going to chat about, maybe we can start now.
Yes.
Is trade shows, domestic trade shows, and how to sell internationally by going to a domestic trade show.
Talk to us about that.
And, we've over the years talked a lot about different ways that U.S. companies can sell internationally. Some of them very simple, like having a good website that actually welcomes the international buyers. Companies are getting orders through their websites from buyers outside the country, and there's an approach to doing it which is pretty simple, and we've covered in earlier sessions.
Right.
Now, the trade show is a little more of the challenging of assumptions, and that is that it's too expensive, or I don't know how to do it, or. But the fact is that many U.S. companies and many of your listeners today probably do go to trade shows and count trade shows as one of their major ways for generating new business.
It's a key business strategy for most people who've learned to incorporate it. Folks, you've got to get outside of your neighborhood. You've got to get outside the four walls of your building. You've got to get out of your own head. You've got to start reporting from other parts of the world. You got to go talk to people, meet people who live somewhere else. If it's just in the next state over, you've got to talk, get new ideas. You got to see what's happening. You got to look around the bend and see what's coming at you from the future. And you find these things, people and these ideas and opportunities in these trade shows, don't you?
That's right. And we're involved in trade shows all over the world. One's in the United States, but one's abroad as well. And here's an opportunity to meet we're from the federal government and we're here to help you, people from those 108 offices and export assistance centers that I mentioned. And they often go to these shows, and the shows are sort of specially selected, done competitively. So every show organizer gets a chance to, have the U.S. government mandate and involvement in this.
Right.
Year coming up, we have 38 different ones.
So these are 38 trade shows that your group sponsors?
We don't sponsor them.
You attend them?
Provide...
Okay.
Yes.
And so you guys are going to attend 38. How can we find that list?
The list is on export.gov.
Okay.
And it's on the homepage.
Would that be a lot of different industries?
A lot of different ones. I was just looking at the list before the broadcast here. and I see a whole bunch of interesting ones. One is a brand new one, and it's for funeral directors. There's a trade show.
Wait, time out. You're exporting funeral directing?
That's exactly right. Not the directing, but the products involved in the industry.
And how about that?
We don't want to start off the day with a.
I mean, no country in the world has been burying their dead less time than everybody else in the world has. They need with this.
Well, yes, because as more people around the world enter the middle class, they have, you know, of course they have their own traditions about end of life rituals and so forth. But surprisingly, the kinds of products and services that the industry has are becoming global rather than culture specific.
Leave it to America to have the most compelling funeral industry. Only in America, right?
Yeah, and I'm not sure. You know, many of these trade shows are in Las Vegas. I don't think the funeral industry is there.
Ah, okay.
I don't know where.
I can't imagine that. Why?
It might be inappropriate.
Well, you know, the thing is there's so much that you can benefit from, folks. And when I, you know, you talked about it being too expensive. You don't have to exhibit to get to benefit from these things. Just be an attendee.
Right.
In fact, I recommend if you're thinking of a place to exhibit in, maybe the first year just go as an attendee and get the lay of the land.
Absolutely. And see what the competition is like, the booths and the exhibition structures, some of which are quite simple and affordable. See what they're like. See what the spiels that are being given by the people.
Hey, Doug, I got to wrap it up for this segment, but you know what, Doug? We have a little thing that we know around here. When we go to an event like this, something good always happens. That's what we remind ourselves about. It always happens. Tintail, right back with Doug Barry. He's with the Department of Commerce's U.S. Services Division, export.gov. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.